You need to let somebody know about Gallum Say today. Hello, 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 hello. Yes, people. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another excited episode of the Sincerely Your Crowd podcast. Yes, people, we're back. You know what it do? You know what it do? Yeah, we're like jelly beans. Yeah, jelly beans. We're bouncing on. We're coming back. Welcome, guys. My name is Joseph NT, and I am the host of the Sincerely Your Crowd podcast. Thank you so much for clicking on us and coming back. Thank you so much that that trailer got you to do what you needed to do. If you're a new person to this podcast, welcome. It's really not that crazy, but it's going to get crazy. So just buckle up and enjoy the ride because you're going to enjoy every single minute of it. That's what it is. Like, no cap. We are not a boring podcast. We give it to you the way it's supposed to be given. We bring it the way it's supposed to be brought. Ask anybody. Anybody that does not, you know, really like get the whole thing and they're like, no, not really. They don't have taste. That is the truth. That is the truth. Look, one of the things that I had to come to terms with is the fact that I walk on this earth where people don't have the same taste level as I do. And I have pristine taste levels, and it is what it is. But listen, we are the number one podcast in Ghana for a reason. And I keep saying we because I do this podcast with my co-creator and producer, who's also my friend of like, oh my God, I've known Kwame since I think 2014. Oh my God, 10 years. Oh, Kwame, it's 10 years since we became friends. We have to do something. We definitely have to do something. I have a few suggestions. Kwame, you can send me some money. You can send me money. Or you can send me money. Oh my God, 10 years of friendship. Thank you so much, Kwame. I'll be waiting. Yeah, quick shout out to Kwame Santiofori. Yeah, my guy. And I also want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. Yes, I saw somebody make a tweet and say, I always look forward to the part where Joseph Inti says, in the whole Ghana. And that is exactly what I set out to do. I said, listen, I'm going to keep saying something so that when people listen to the podcast, you're going to expect it and play along. Because I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of shows. And I know that like it's like when I was watching Jerry Springer and then somebody says, Jerry, I'm here for my Jerry beads, you know, like it was a thing you're going to hear in every single episode. And so, hey, I was going to put your name down, but I forgot, I guess. But anyway, shout out to you. You know yourself. Welcome, guys. Oh my goodness. If you can hear my voice, you can tell it's a little bit raspy. Today's Sunday and I am doing this in the comfort of my closet, wedged in between two of my work suits. So the sound is very insulated, but, we are here to talk about things. We're here to dish. And this is the part of the podcast where we talk about, you know what it is, trending topics, what's been going on. And I'm ready for y'all. Uber. What am I saying?
If I'm to show you how I love you, baby, would you love me back? If I'm to show you the reason why I want you a lot, if I'm to give you all my time and all the fine things, go on and tell everybody that I'm the one you wanna spend your life with. Gonna fire your evil spirit. What should be will just be. No one above you. When days pass by,
so for the one who could give you the love and affection you need, no more dating. And when we get to the pop, it's a kiss in front of my friends and family. But the girl who don't know the man says, hold up my waist, let me give you one day. Put down my bed, do it, do you want to do it until you don't go down.
All right, before I get into it, listen, I was watching some old videos of Beyonce, right? Specifically Naughty Girl. And I said, listen, Beyonce's HD, 360 HD lace frontal game, it's crazy. Beyonce was wearing lace fronts back when lace fronts were a concept. Like, she had her own plug to the lace front market because, just go watch, Naughty Girl, Deja Vu, Upgrade You, not a Silicon Clock. Not a soul can clock. That lace is melted. It's well blended. And you know, the crazy thing is, like, we're now learning later on in life that, like, you know, she used to wear her real hair out in a lot of the scenes. So it's always like, okay, which one is her real hair? Which one is it? You know, like, for example, in Diva, when she had that ponytail, that was definitely her real hair. You know what I mean? But anyway, let me know. I'll annoy the people that I know Hive. I'm sorry, Sha. Let's talk about the real, real issues. Hey. Anyway, guys, listen, there's a lot of new music that has been dropping, guys. New music everywhere. People are dropping new music. I wanted to talk about it. I know it took me some time, but I finally listened to Jackie's Days Pass By. And I'm sorry, I'm in love. I'm a fan. You know, when she dropped the other one, some December something song. And I don't know. I feel like I didn't give that song a chance. I watched the video and I think that was it. I didn't give the song a chance because, you know, I'm mature enough to understand that sometimes a hit doesn't grasp you from the first play. Yeah, I there was an era in my life where, like, if I listen to a song for the first time and I'm not hooked, I'm like, okay, it's a flop. It didn't do well. But I have come to understand that, you know, it takes time. Great stuff takes time. So I didn't give that song a chance. I really don't even remember what it's called for me to go look for it. But I know she posted Days Pass By and I hadn't really checked it out. And I was listening to the Ghana Bounce playlist on Apple Music and it was like number 7 or number 8, and I listened to it. I was like, oh my god, I played it like 4 more times. I really like it. She was like doing her whole low register thing, like, Jackie, I'm here for it. I know you're working on an album. If anybody's listening to this and they are in close proximity to anybody in Jackie's team, let them know that Sincerely Accra is where they want to come when the project is out. Jackie, let's talk. Let's talk about your life, how you got into business, how you, like, what it was like growing up, you know, with a father as a legend. Let's talk about your first EP. Let's talk about what the hell Bakalamis means. I've been meaning to ask you this for a long time. When I met your Afro Nation backstage, I forgot to ask it. It was on my notes and I forgot. So, you know, come, let's do a sit down. Let's talk about the project, girl. You know how we do. Anyway, the next person who's put out music is, you know who it is, Paluta. I don't know. It's a song called For the Popping. Anyway, I first got notice of this song because people on Twitter were talking trash about it. I saw like 2 videos where content creators were like, hey, Paluta, you know, and I've noticed a trend. It goes way back to when Ira Starr dropped Stability. People were like, what is this basic song? Ira, you are better than this, da, 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 better than this. I don't like this, better than this. I was like, what is going on with all this better than this? Like, what is this? I actually enjoy Stability, and lo and behold, lo and behold, Stability ended up on Obama's list of songs that he enjoyed for that year. And I was like, okay, wait, is this now what it is gonna be? We did the same thing to Rema when Rema put out Ozeba, same thing to Shali Poppy. People were like, oh my god, Mrs. Shali Poppy, Shali Poppy. People were like, oh my god, we don't like Shali Poppy. What is this? He can't rap, blah blah blah. Let me tell you something. I used to be on that train until I started listening to Shali's stuff, and I was like, okay, this is his thing. It reminds me of back when Mr. Easy came out, and like, everybody's like, oh, he sounds one way, eh? And that one way is nice. What's the problem? Can't people have niche? Like, not everybody's trying to, like, genre bend and everything. Like, people can want to sound the same. And I say all this to say that I feel like now hitting a song is almost part of it becoming a hit. When people hear the song from the beginning, it's like, okay, you know what's the trajectory. But anyway, I listened to the song, Everybody, this is for the popping. Everybody, this is for I did not pick it. Let me tell you, Paluta has this one dance that he's been doing ever since he became popular, and I see him all the videos. He does this thing where, like, he shimmies. It's like that Bin Wahad dance, right? But he doesn't put his hand up like Daddy Lumba. His hand is down to his side, and then, like, he's shaking. You know, he's shaking, and he looks to his side, looks to the side. I'm like, come on, Paluta, with a move. I love it. Papa put out a tweet and he was like, oh my god, I love Kim Paluta music. It's always so spiritual, blah blah blah. I was like, yes girl, I do too. Paluta is giving us what needs to be given. You know what I mean? And I don't know, sometimes I feel like these social media platforms, say, it gives us this sense of, like, entitlement. Like, oh, like, you guys think like you're sitting behind a desk and you are Emma Morrison at the TV3 news place, right? I feel like that's what happens. Because people get on these soapboxes and they be talking real spicy with literally no knowledge in anything they are talking about. You know, I just want to talk. And I've also come to understand that rage baiting and, like, being the person that's always, like, on the side of the unpopular thought has become a content block for some people. Oh, yes. Some people's content is, I will complain about everything. And it's a thing. It works. Yeah. Some people are like, oh, I'm going to be the one that's always pushing for the devil's advocates. Okay, we hear you. Lucifer's PA, take calm. No one fights for you. What is this? Anyway, Paluta, you're doing well. I love it. Also, Blacko's out with a new song, Rebel Music. I love it. Oh, Bobby Auntie Dede right now, Mr. Spinner. Ah, Bobby Auntie Dede, Auntie Dede, Auntie Dede, Dede. If there's one thing you can count on when it comes to Blacko songs, that the ad-libs are always going to eat. You know, the ad-libs are always going to eat. And I always like that there's a message. I've said this before. Blacko takes me back to when I was a kid. My dad had like a myriad of tapes, guys. I know you. I say plethora. This time I say myriad. Go look it up, girl. He has a lot. Like, we used to listen to everybody. KK, Kabobo, like all sorts of people. And what he would do was, like, every weekend he would play one person, like the whole day, switching through albums. And so I became a fan of storytelling music. You know, music like Nahu, Nahu Kostam, Ibi the telephone or the fine, fine lady, because he's telling you the story about how he saw, you know, I woke up early morning, da, 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 da. Like, it's a story and I love it. I love music like that. And when I listen to Blacko, that's what I get. So I really like it. Rebel Music, you know, shout out to you, Blacko. You're becoming one of those artists that you just don't miss. And I think that, it's a very important trait to have as an artist. You know, when you start to listen to a project, you don't even try to be critical because just everything just changed. And one thing, that Blacko song, one of the greatest things about the song is the beat. If you guys listen to the beat, right, it's got like this, like, really, like, old school boom, 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 cha-chum. Like, I don't know. It's just really, listen to the beat. It's really good. Oh, and before I move on from Paluta's song, I found a sample. If you listen to the song, Everybody, This Is For The Poppin', I think that, I don't know what the name of the song is, but if you listen to the very end, they sampled this song. Maria, you know that song? They stop and listen to the end of that song, the For The Poppin' song. Just listen to it and thank me later. Anyway, moving right along, Stoneboy is out with JJ Ray J, and you know, Living Stone, I love the music. You dropped it at a very, you know, tenuous time. Everybody was expecting you to blend your voice to Stop Gallum Say Now, but you know, it is what it is. Sometimes I'm convinced that our artists, the timeline of our artists is very, for example, like Amaray. I would wager to say Amaray is probably not, like, what some of the things that she tweets about when, like, things are happening in Ghana and everything. I'm like, this girl has a different timeline. You know, I'm not saying that she hasn't seen. Oh, she has. She has. I think she has picked her battles. Y'all have done her dirty. And I'm not justifying anything, but she's picked her battles. She's on tour with Sabrina Claudio. She's promoting that for that audience. I don't know. It's whatever. But Stone Boy, I love JJG. I love the music video. It was great. I had some people talking about it on radio saying that they think the song came and went. That's very interesting. I think this song is particularly going to be a December song. I don't think it's come and gone. I hear the Makola quite a lot. So shout out to you. I also want to shout out Samora. He has a song called Boko. He released a video recently. So Samora is like an up-and-coming artist. I don't know how people feel about that phrase, up-and-coming artist, but he's great. He's a great artist. He's a half German, half Ghanaian. I met his manager out and he's really cool. We follow each other. And so I started listening to his music and I really like it. It's really, like, guys, just give it a try. It's called Samora. It's called Boko. He's really good. And also to bring to the end this music, new music, whatever, is RC. Okay. I don't know if you guys, last week or something, there was a song that was trending on the timeline. I think Sneak and Yami posted it, but this was after Kwame sent it to me, okay? I love it! And the music video was giving me a bit more. I was this young guy, you know, dark skin. He had his belt up to, like, under his rib cage, and he was just dancing with all these girls. I love it, okay? He's called Reese, and I don't know if you saw the song, but I did. And if you stick around long enough, we have a little surprise for you on the episode. Mwah!
Come buy me phantom. Yeah. Then with the peace and comfort, you're free now and town. It be you go find them. Yeah. When the time comes and we drop the anthem, we'll be a bed anthem. Go and seek protection for speedy anthem. And more been to us some. Hey. A lot of ways them try, but time is a rebel. Carry my matter, go where you. Number one thing I for they tell you. A lot of ways them try, but time is a rebel. Carry my. Son for the slim chopper guy. History go talk, I was insane, but I like. You see me, boy, me damn white. The heads never dies. Niggas like me never die. We live forever, you don't know what it's like to be in my shoes for a night. So what you got to hold, I'm tight. Missing for me on today, day right now, Mr. Spinner. Make a boss one for the killers. When the things they wanna to me, gaja, gaja, gaja.
So I've been listening to the Trevor Noah podcast, okay? And I listened to an episode where they did something I thought was very interesting. I was like, Kwame, we had to record an episode, guys. We kind of like, certain things didn't happen for us on our schedule, so we had to come up with a new idea, and we came up with this idea where we're going to like invite people to share life lessons, and we're going to debate and see if they should be life lessons anyway. So I got Henrika. If you used to watch Off the Top, you know Henrika from Off the Top, and my good friend Kofi from work. I've known him, I think since 2019, and he's always like, oh, I'm shy, I don't like him. He's one of those people that have an Instagram, the zero posts. You only see themselves on their birthdays, on their Snapchat. You know, he said he was shy, but I think he's not shy. He did really well on this episode. So yeah, we're going to be listening to Henrika, Kofi, and myself debate on what should be a life lesson that people should follow. And I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, so I'll catch you on the other side of this podcast episode.
Out. Can Palu diet, yeah.
I did not pick it, I pick ya, pick ya, pick it. Hey, I did not pick it, I pick ya, pick ya, pick it. Shaky my meal, I get it, I get ya, get ya, get it. Baby, I so swan, pick it, I pick ya, pick ya, pick it. Can Palu diet,
this is for the
Now, on this episode, we're going to be doing something very interesting. We're going to be talking about life lessons, okay? I've got some guests in the studio, and what we're going to be doing is very interesting. Everybody's going to tell me three things that they believe that is a life lesson worth, you know, having, keeping, sharing. And we're all going to debate whether or not it makes sense or not, because, you know, some people really think that they have, like, you know how, like, you see all those quotes. I swear to God, sometimes I see quotes on the internet, and I'm like, this doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. They'll do it in a nice font, and then they'll write the name of the person who said it, and then everybody's like retweeting it, and I'm like, this is some bullshit. I'm not buying it. So yeah, that's the game we're playing, if you want to call it a game. But anyway, yeah. So on my immediate right, I have Henrika. For those of you who have been sticking around with me from 2017, you know Henrika is from Off the Top.
I am.
Do not ask me when it's coming back, please. Let's set this ship sail, okay?
It's a new era.
It was a great
state.
Time. God. Also, that show was so chaotic to do. I feel like you guys enjoyed it more than like
us. Yeah, behind
us.
The scenes.
Yeah,
because
all you guys did was just, it's just too hectic. But anyway, and also on Henrika's right is Kofi. Not to be confused with our studio manager, Kofi. Yeah, he's also called Kofi, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, I work with Kofi. You don't need to know where.
Yeah.
Wherever I work.
I mean, I feel like everybody knows I have a 9-to-5 by now, but
Why don't you want to say where?
It is not necessary.
They're not sponsoring you either.
That's well, true. It's not even about that, but it's just like, you know,
separation of church and state.
Exactly.
Got you.
See, all the vocabulary is right there. Yeah. So before we get into it, how's your day been?
It's actually been really good. This has been a good Saturday. Usually my Saturdays are busy. I'm working, I'm moving around. But this one has been pretty chill. I've enjoyed it.
So you didn't do anything in the morning?
No, I did. But it was more things I like, you know.
Like
I didn't need to get up and respond to emails immediately. Yeah. I stretched, I walked, I made crepes, you know, like I really took
stretched.
It easy.
You stretch?
Yes, indeed.
You know I stretch now?
Do you?
Yes.
Was this after the marathon? Or before?
No, before.
Okay.
Because, so my friend Jean did this video, Papa's Life Lessons. And
okay.
Inside of it, they tell you to stretch. And so I started stretching, like, before I sleep, I stretch and I do, like, 30 push-ups.
Okay.
Yeah.
just a quick pump.
No, because I gave up on the gym. It's too much.
It's expensive, too.
I mean, there's that, committed. But I just feel like the gym is just too much work.
Mm.
The recovery pain all the time is unbearable. I hate the recovery pain.
No, but you only feel the pain if you're stopping.
That is not true.
It's facts.
It is a lie.
Everyone knows this.
I was going to the gym for three months.
You can give him some tips.
Definitely.
I was going to the gym for 3 months.
And then you stopped.
Every time. No. And in the 3 months, you know, the first week, you have the pain and everything. But every time when you do leg day, you're going to walk away with 2 days worth
of pain. Okay, so that's normal muscle soreness. It happens.
Yes. And then like, for example, when you do arms and when I sit in my car and I've done arms, I'm trying to pull my
seatbelt.
It is the most difficult thing in the world. Like, it's so painful. And I'm like, they say it's supposed to stop and it never stops.
So there's a pain that's supposed to stop, but with that, it doesn't stop.
Okay, so then that means that the marketing is bad. So
what
the pain is, of course, the discomfort, like, you know, when it becomes easier to do, but the recovery pain for your muscles tearing and rebuilding, I hate discomfort. So yeah, I just stick to my push-ups and my stretching and I'm good to go.
Do you do anything for legs or just...
The legs?
Yeah.
Well, I run a marathon.
That one time.
I went on a marathon. And then I went for the protest. Okay. I consider that cardio.
Yeah, okay. That was a lot.
Yes. A lot of Thai and calf, you know, workout. Anyway, Kofi, how's your morning game?
So it's been all right. I was supposed to play tennis this morning, but I had to cancel because I had to fix my plans to be here. So
in the morning?
Yeah.
You had to fix
so we
your
do,
classes?
Well, we do early morning sometimes. We do late evening sometimes. It depends.
But you played last night.
So?
How often do you play tennis?
On the average, 3 times a week, sometimes 5.
Wow.
Depends.
Okay.
What's going on?
Yeah. I mean, we're just keeping fit.
Oh, okay.
And it's fun and it's quite addictive. So then you just get stuck in it.
Do you go to the gym in addition to playing tennis?
No. I don't do gym. So when you gym with tennis, you become very rigid. You can't turn, hit, those things. Your arms...
I don't think so.
So you see when you can't touch your ear,
yeah,
because of your muscles, yeah, you can't swing. Same thing.
But then if you're swinging and stuff, it's
you don't need strength to swing. It's a skill.
No, you don't. I'm guessing you were going to the gym to build muscle.
No, just to keep fit.
Okay, just so now that you can keep fit with tennis, you don't have to go to the gym.
There's way more.
I don't know about
cardio
that.
In tennis.
If you watch all of these Netflix shows with all the tennis stars and things, they're definitely training. Do you stretch though? I'm really curious about this.
Yeah. So you stretch before you play, but the workouts you do are more like conditioning, your balance, your movement. It's not bodybuilding.
You stretch before you play tennis.
Yeah.
I don't stretch.
You should. Yeah, you should.
Do.
If you don't, you can easily get like cramps and muscle pulls and all that.
I've only gone 3 times anyway, so.
Like 3 lessons, that's it.
Yeah.
Are you a try anything once kind of person?
No. So, I mean, I really want to do it. It's just the time. So, the thing is to play it.
Then I don't think you want to do it.
No, I do.
Because we...
you don't know my schedule.
What's your schedule?
You don't know mine.
I was supposed to... No, I feel like... this guy. So, it's supposed to be every Sunday evening, right?
Yeah. So, it's once a week. That's a downside, first of all. But go on.
What do you mean that's a downside? First of all...
First fail.
So you're doing 4 times a month?
Well, that's the plan. But then for the last
48 times a year,
5 weeks or so, I was doing a spaces on Twitter for Big Brother Africa on Sunday nights.
Okay.
So it interferes with that. So I haven't been able to
go a different night.
Yeah, but then on Saturdays too, because like I record the podcast.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I have stuff to do, events to attend, people are getting married.
So there are actually 7 days in a week, Joseph.
Whoa. This one is coming for you and this.
Who wants to go? I don't know about you, but like, if you wake up at 6 a.m. to go and do a 9 to 5, and then you have to go and play tennis after that, I don't know how you do it. That's what I was asking, what's going on with you, because they say some
of us
have midlife crisis.
9 to 5s, and we're around the same age, and we do it in the evenings, like from 6 to maybe 9 p.m.
To 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
Wait, so when you close at 5, when do you eat?
When do I eat?
Don't you eat supper?
Yeah.
What
like after
you?
After 9, it's usually very light.
That's maybe not the best.
That is not
for
the
your
best.
Circadian
well,
what is this?
Zoom into his stomach.
He's like, I'm good.
Like,
no, but it's not even about the physical, but like inside as well. So
it's not every night I eat. Usually it's just fruits or something. It's not a heavy meal. Like, it's not a full meal at all.
So the last time you eat a proper meal is lunch.
Yeah, I eat lunch around 3.
Okay. All right, that's a choice, y'all. Anyway, well, I spend my morning cleaning the beach.
Oh, look at you, good citizen. That's great.
Oh, no, I'm annoyed because I...
Why? What happened?
You know, I feel like every time that I've seen beach cleanup videos, it's relatively dirty. You know, it's like you walk away seeing that you have done something.
Uh-huh.
But behind the Asha Fort.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. Clothes and plastic is just terrible. Mm. I feel like I was raking and raking and raking and I wasn't seeing any impact.
It's just clothes.
I was just like, it's really bad. But anyway, yeah, that's what I did this morning. And I went home and then I made jollof and I came here.
Is your water situation sorted?
I don't have
out?
Water.
Still. So, but you still cooked?
Yes. If the water, they took the water yesterday.
Okay.
So I had to cook with bags of water. But anyway, enough of that. That's enough intro for y'all. Okay, so who wants to go first?
I think courtesy says you should as the host.
Why?
To make us comfortable.
No.
Yes. Yep.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I think if I agree, you should go
best
first.
Best out of three.
Okay. So we start from there and then we come this way.
Let's do
all of us.
Scissors.
The weakest one starts. Ready?
Okay, wait. Also, do you do rock, paper, scissors, shoot? Or are you guys rock, paper,
shoot.
Scissors? Okay.
Shoot. That is always good. So you do a shoot. So ready? Go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Okay, you lost. So did you say best out of three or just the first
this
one?
This is a conspiracy. You evil. Okay, this is a conspiracy. But
you chose rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, so my first my first lesson in life, I feel like unless it's illegal, all personalities are allowed. Let people be themselves.
What do you mean unless it's illegal? Are there some that are illegal?
Yeah, like the way you're carrying yourself, the way you're presenting yourself, if you're doing something that's, if it's not illegal, because see, here's the thing. There are people that you meet, they're like, oh, this girl likes talking too much. Oh, this person's too loud.
Yeah.
Yes, I feel that way about people, but I feel like it's not necessary for you to like maybe control it. Like maybe you're working with somebody and then you want to go and tell the person that, I think you need to tone down a bit. You know, this is a corporate, but do whatever you want to do. Be yourself. When the consequences come, you know,
what are you
deal
gonna
with
do?
It. I just feel like we all have aspects of our personality and our behavior that somebody probably doesn't like.
Yeah.
And if people are putting up with it, you should put up with someone else's. That's just my thing.
That's
so for
true.
Me, I don't really interfere. Like if I sit in conversations where we are saying, oh, this person is this way and that way. Yes, we can have that conversation, but I don't feel like I want to go the step further and then go and tell the person that, you know what, this your green eyelash that I've been doing, it's not nice, you should change it.
Okay.
I think you should let people be themselves.
I believe in that.
So that's my life lesson. What do y'all think?
I think that's great, actually. My best friend, one of my homies, likes to say, not my monkey, not my circus, right?
Oh, so it makes sense.
That can apply to many, many different things, but let people be. If they want to be a monkey over there, What does it have to do with you? It doesn't have anything to do with, if it's not affecting you, like you said, it's not illegal. Maybe then we get into the space of like social contract. We've all agreed to conduct ourselves a certain way within shared space. And you're maybe impacting me in a way that's messing with my space. But other than
in the work environment, is that, because what kind of shared space?
Your home, you live in a home with people. Mm. You share an office with people if you don't work remotely. Vehicles, you know, like body odor, enclosed spaces.
Like someone cannot bring a goat in the cho-cho.
No, I mean, you need to get from A to B, but they shouldn't be acting like a goat. The goat should do what they want to do, but not the person. So I guess I'm saying I agree with your point.
Okay. Yeah.
In a roundabout
you can
way.
Act like a goat, I guess.
Do your thing.
Just
not my monkey. Not
I feel
my
like
circus.
You have a critique.
I mean, no. So I also agree, but usually you see us in the corporate spaces with the aunties in the offices. So then they come and they tell you that don't wear this, look like this, shave your beard, do this, do that. It happens a lot, but I agree. People should be allowed to do whatever they want to do.
I have a theory about that. I think, people in the workspace that are like overly critical of like this person wearing this person, I think they don't have a life outside of work.
Facts. Mm.
That's what I think, because they kind of make work their life. Mm. And you know, if you have a lot going on for you, like social life and things like that, there are certain conversation points that become your norm. Mm. So maybe you guys are thinking about like a trip you guys want to take, tennis, like you're discussing it when you meet and you are talking. Those are the kind of things that come up for you. But not, oh, sad guy, no, on 9th floor. No, he doesn't have, what's it called? He hasn't cut his beard. Or this girl, every time when she's coming to work, she has one makeup. Mm-hmm. She must be a bad girl. What is that? How?
Yeah.
No, but it's very easy to get into that space, because if you're working 13 plus hours a day, and you're working, you have like what, 30 days in a year as leave?
13 hours a day.
13 plus hours, yeah.
Really?
Well, depending wait, on what you do. So some of us do like 13 hours on some days.
You work 13 hours?
Depending on what we have to do.
You are liable to compensation.
But it happens, and usually if they're in like maybe banks or something and they're in like their retail space, they work a lot of hours. Now that becomes your life. Everybody there becomes your, I wouldn't say family, but you see them way more than you see your own family. So then it's easy to move into that, and more difficult to have a life outside work. It's actually, it takes intentional effort.
It's easy to move into like them critiquing.
That's what I'm saying. If that's your family, then why is that the people you're pulling down? And
so it comes down to so many things: age differences, pay grade, all those things
and
come into play.
Culture too, like, and culture. Just thinking of maybe it takes a village. The people who are older than you think, oh, it's my responsibility to correct you. It's misplaced, I think, absolutely.
There's also the things that they are correcting because, what's wrong with makeup?
Mm-hmm. Is it something that needs to be corrected, or is it just a personal preference to you?
So at times it's envy. That also plays a part. Because the 25-year-old has makeup that you can't do, that you don't know how to do, or you can't afford. It happens.
Okay, well, maybe now we're picking up the aunties. Sometimes younger people also pull apart older folks and all of these things.
To their face?
No, that one, that's the culture. You can never. The deference thing exists.
There's some people that, you know, you come to the space and then you want to play your gospel music loud.
Yeah.
You want to come in, hit your stew that has some all Kobe sorts of inside
beef.
It.
Yeah.
And nobody's like talking to you and telling you that, hey, you guys, why can't you just deal with somebody that has chosen to wear makeup?
Maybe what's better? Is it outward contempt or critique, or the inner, like you're casually looking at somebody sideways but you're not going to say anything?
Yes, that's me.
The better option.
So that's what I say. Unless it's illegal, let people be themselves. The thing is, like, if you look at my face long enough, you will know that I feel a way about you. But I just don't believe in like having to vocalize it and let you know. And if you interact with me, I would do my best to be pleasant.
Yeah.
But I just feel like, you know, let people be. And then in the same way, you also have to manage them in a way that, like, you don't have to invite your co-workers to your personal things.
Mm.
You know, some people are under the impression that, oh, I work with them. If I don't invite them and they see, they'll complain.
Mm.
You don't like them, don't invite them.
You don't have to.
Honestly, because now it's the thing that you tolerate in the office, now you have to tolerate it on your time, your day off. In. Like, Yeah, so well, that's my life.
That's
lesson.
Your
everybody,
first
everybody agrees.
I guess
so
we do agree.
That's a win. We're going to be putting that down as one of the life lessons.
Are we keeping scores?
I didn't know we're keeping scores.
We're keeping scores.
I was like, okay,
I'm 1-1. All right, who's next?
If we say we don't agree, then you lose.
If someone doesn't agree, then it goes against you.
Okay.
But since I have the two of you agree,
should have been explained.
Yeah.
No, but still.
Oh, no, but you
the
see.
Lesson applies.
Oh, now you're trying to be vindictive.
The lesson applies.
Okay, so now who's going to go? Well, you guys want to do another rock, paper,
scissors? Let's keep it fair. Sure.
Okay, sure. Okay. Let's
see
go.
How it goes. Rock, paper, scissors. Shoot.
Oh, shoot.
Love it.
You know what?
Take it again.
Okay, yeah, let's go again. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, so I'm going.
Yes, you're going. What's your first one?
So my first one would be people's opinion of you and how they see you is more of you than how you think of yourself.
No,
it's a riddle.
Okay.
Say it slower.
So people's opinion of you is more of you than what you think of yourself.
So what you're saying is that
it's like more real.
It's more real than what you think of. I don't agree. I don't agree.
Why do you say that?
So please tell me why you don't agree
first. Please tell us first. No, no. Okay. Tell us why.
I've known him for about, let's say, 5 years.
Okay.
And what I've experienced from him is how I see him.
Okay.
That'll be the same for you and everybody in this room.
Okay.
So what we think of him becomes the idea of him, or becomes him to us.
To you.
No, but you didn't.
To all of us.
You literally said the same thing.
I said it's more of you. What you think of yourself.
In their mind, not in reality.
Good, yeah. Fine. In their mind. I'm bringing it home. So what you think of yourself to all of us is irrelevant. It's what we think of you. And that is Joseph. So if anybody asks me who Joseph is, I'll say what I think of Joseph. So I'll say he's ABC.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be true. Okay. But then it's perception that is more of you than what you think of yourself.
State the life lesson again, because I feel like you have edited it from the original thing.
So,
are you saying that it is more of you than the person, or it's more of you than who you actually are?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is who you think you are is irrelevant. It's what people think you are that's relevant.
That's relevant.
Yes.
I mean, relevant to to which situation?
In every space, every circumstance. So again, if anybody asks you who he is, is what you've experienced, is how you know him. That's how you present him to them.
And what he has said of himself, I think, is also what people would come back to more.
So let's say I didn't know him.
Okay.
We all didn't know Joseph. Yeah. And then I ask you who he is. You tell me what you think of him. And they all say the same.
Mm-hmm.
But what he thinks of himself may be different from what you all think of him. But it is irrelevant.
But I think it's foolhardy for you to take someone's opinion of another person without...
As to what's true or what's not true is one thing. But as to what is more you that we think is another thing.
Do you get where I'm coming from? I don't agree with this.
I do not.
No, but do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. But I feel like it's perception. A little bit flawed because...
Okay.
You know, if I... walk into a room and I say, oh, how is this person like?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
maybe this is also my personal philosophy, which didn't make it on here.
Okay.
I feel like people do not, you do not really know
yeah.
the entirety of people.
I agree with that.
We have multiple personalities that we present.
I think you're making my point, but go on.
What? How am I making your
no,
point?
No, go on.
I hate this
guy. Wait, actually, go ahead. Before yeah, go on. Actually prove him right.
Because you're making my point, but go on.
I feel like people do not present their real selves all the time. Certain groups of people know you
for certain things
in different ways. Yeah. If you go into a certain space and they say, oh, you know that Enrique can dance, they'll be like, hey, really?
Yeah.
When she comes, she's always so quiet, right?
They'll be shocked.
So if you say, how's this person like? And then the person tells you, for you to take that as the sum total of the person, it's foolhardy.
There are instances where I will not get to meet you to ask you those things or to confirm those things. So it's what your friends say you are. That's what makes you who you are.
Why is it a life lesson? Can you give us an example where this has become a truth to you?
It works in politics. It works in workplaces. It works everywhere else. It's what people perceive of you.
Do you have a personal experience like this?
I have many, but then let's not make it personal. Let's make it general.
We want to understand why. Because I don't agree. Okay. Do you agree?
No.
Yeah,
I'm trying to pull out the merit of it, but I really think what you
maybe if you give us
let me okay so better. Okay, let me give you a general example.
Okay,
cool.
Forbes list, you see maybe Elon Musk or something,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know him personally.
Uh-huh.
We all don't. Anybody can ask you what you think of him. Our opinions of him is how we will see him till we die. So to ask that's who he is. It doesn't matter what's true and what's not true and what he thinks of himself. It's what we all know.
Coming back
to what you said about people having different opinions of you, even if they're friends, family, whatever, we know of you in different bits and pieces.
Okay.
Putting that together becomes our impression of you or what we think you are or who we think you are.
But what you think you are,
I didn't say it matters. I said it's more of you because that is what the world gets to know. No one can tell who you are inside or in your head. So and then it becomes more of you than what you think you are.
I know, he's kind of convincing me.
I'm a little bit swayed.
I think it's the way you phrased it because ordinarily, I do agree that multiple people can have many perceptions of you. And that's what reputation is, right? Like what people know
because
about you.
Everybody really does know what you think about yourself.
But that's what is brought into a room on your behalf.
So that becomes that more sense, of you. Yeesh. Okay, so let me give you another example. There are people on Snapchat, Instagram, everywhere. And we think we know them because of what we see.
Maybe that's our mistake.
Whether it's a mistake or not, whether it's true or not, that is the perception we have and that is how we know them. Forget what is true and what's not true. What we think is more of them than what they think of themselves.
The reason why I'm leaning towards this is because
So you're, okay. We're making headway.
It came down to how you phrased the first time.
Yeah.
But the reason why I now agree with you is because I feel a lot of people meet me and they expect me to be like, hey, and that's not really who I am. Mm. Like, honestly, I keep saying,
that's not really who you think you are, but that's how we know you are. Did you get where I'm coming from?
I get where you're coming from.
Exactly.
I just feel...
That's not who you think you are, but that's how we think you are.
I feel like when I don't have the cameras, when I'm doing the show and I'm talking to people, I am not, my voice is not at a certain level. Mm. I'm not as animated, right? But when I go on social media to even post or whatever, I feel the need to
perform yourself in the way that
and
people know you.
And so there's a lot of people that, based on my social media and the show, they think this who I am.
Yeah.
So that's because you're feeding the perception, you're controlling the narrative. That is who people know you to be.
For somebody that was it's fine. All right, we are.
We believe you. You have 1 point. Okay, yeah, fine, fine.
We'll Henrik, let's move on.
Jeez.
Also, now it's 1-1.
Yes.
Okay.
The way we were quick in the beginning, and now he just okay.
It was the freezing.
Listen, good job. You must be good at your job. Okay.
Now, Henrik, there's a lot of pressure.
Listen, full disclosure, I have many truths and lessons, but what I shortlisted, just because you can doesn't mean you should. Okay. Self-restraint is power, whether it's any situation you put yourself in, if it's work, friendships, relationships, conversations, just because you can does not mean that you should.
Yeah, I easily agree with that, actually.
That one is very simple. Some people think it's a limitation of your freedoms, though, like, I can do it, so I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That can be in, I have the money, so I'll spend it. I can afford it right now. Okay. Can you tomorrow? Have you thought about any other costs that you have in your life? And it goes for everything. This friend, you could talk to them about another person. If you're running your mouth, whatever. But should you, though? Just that second thought, okay,
I have a few.
Lay it on me.
So what would you say for people that have terminal diseases?
Where does the question come though?
Because if you can, you should do it now. You're going to be dead tomorrow.
I don't think that negates what I said though. Just because you can doesn't always mean you should. Okay, let's say you have cancer, you know, we've all seen these movies, these people who are ill. And I'm not going to minimize, you know, terminal illness or chronic diseases. It's serious. Sometimes you really just want to enjoy life because you never know when you could go. But should you?
You see, now that's it right there. Is even take away the chronic, the terminal illness. You could die tomorrow.
You can, sure.
So if you can, you should.
But if you live that way, I want to hear your thoughts. You live that way with everything, you just might die tomorrow. If you do it with sugar, you can eat a donut, so you should. You can eat a pizza, so you should. You don't need to sleep early, so you don't. Just because you have certain freedoms doesn't mean that you need to use them all
but
the time.
But if you also think about it, you can eat that sugar, so you should. But you can also work out, so you should. You can also sleep early, so you should.
So it's kind of because agreeing with my point.
No, it's carpe diem. Seize the day, seize the moment. You have to take advantage of the now because the way the world is moving. And you know, when we're growing up, it was very, very like, oh, you're going to be 80, then you die. Now it's very...
Could be 45.
Yeah,
it's much lower. It could be 20. It could be 3. Yeah, it could be 5.
So just because you can...
So maybe the inverse of what I said is
I don't agree with it.
No, I was trying to sway myself, but I truly believe it. Just because you can does not mean
Kofi, what do you think?
Kofi, what do you think?
So initially I was agreeing with her, but then when you brought that up, I mean I agree with Charlie, there's no time no day. If you can't do it.
Really? Simply. Okay, I understand. It sounds but think about everything you could possibly do. If you can, you should.
If I can afford to do them.
Not even a monetary thing. You could steal from someone. Should you just because you can? Nobody will know.
Now you're going into evil.
Yeah. Now
okay.
You know
indulgences. Like, then if you keep it fairly like happy, like for example, you shouldn't like, always
if,
do the
if
thing.
You have the if there's somebody that you've always been feeling for a long time, and honestly, all you wanted to do is just have sex with a person, and the opportunity comes, you're like, I can do it, but I shouldn't always do what I can do. It's not going to happen the next time.
Definitely not.
Thinking about yourself, though. Why? Okay.
What are you talking about? Think about yourself.
No, in this scenario that you just gave, like, oh, I really like this person. I should just go ahead and do it.
And if the person is feeling you.
You're adding caveats that are not part of the main truth.
Just because you got, being able to do it also it means there's consent. The person wants it, you also want it, and then now you're going to play this high moral ground thing of, you know, just because I can't doesn't mean I
don't have to.
I'll do it next week. Then next week comes along, he's like, oh,
you're forgetting it.
My religion serious. I can't have sex anymore.
Okay, that story is very specific.
No, it's not, but I'm just saying, like,
okay,
like,
no, I hear
certain
you.
Things
I hear you.
Come together for things to be possible in a moment. And if you don't take advantage of it, it will change.
Facts. Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Doesn't mean you should never. All I'm saying is I'm advocating for self-restraint and discipline and thinking twice. That's it. If you decide in the end it's a great idea, please, by all means, eat the donut, run the marathon, sleep with a guy. As long as you've thought.
Because honestly, seize the day. Okay, Kofi.
Some people don't always give it second
thought. So just because you can doesn't mean you should, but you should never.
No, but that doesn't mean you should never. That's not part of the
Okay. I think we should give it half. We should give it half or 0.5. 1.5.
Really, guys?
Because we agree, but we don't agree.
I know the importance of the message. It's like, you know, what's the word?
Everything temperance. Moderation. Yes.
I get it. But I feel like seize the day. When I think about that, it's just
hard for me. Yeah. Is that how you live your life?
No.
Okay. If you want to seize the day, you do that. But as for me,
oh God, I'm an overthinker. So everything is like overly calculated. No,
and fun. I think that's why this is part of my truth.
It's not fun.
Not fun.
Exactly.
No. So what I do is like I surround myself with people who are not like me.
Mm, okay. Who can be the strength
so that
for you.
They can influence me to do certain things every now and then. But like, yeah.
Okay, that's fair. I still stand by my
truth. So what, I give her 1 point?
I give myself 1 point. The audience will probably give me 1 point. I hope.
Is it? Yes.
Let us know in the comments, how? Guys.
Okay, 0.5.
Okay. 0.5. So that's fine. I have two more to go. Let's see.
So I think we should go on the same pattern again. So you start.
Sure. Okay. My next point. I do not believe in unsolicited advice. The reason why I say this is because I feel like a lot of people tend to give advice thinking that the person that you're trying to advise is not aware of the consequences of their behavior.
Mm.
That is so wrong. Like you see somebody is like drinking a lot, you're like, hey, don't drink. It's not good for you. You think they don't know that if they drink a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that person's going to wake up with a hangover.
Mm.
They know what it's like to get through the hangover, but they are choosing to drink anyway, especially after a certain age. Maybe I should add that. After a certain age, stop giving people unsolicited advice.
Mm.
Because people know what they're getting into. Don't see somebody who is like 35 and be like, hey, let me tell you, you have to get married, dude. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, this is the time when you need to settle down. Auntie. Mike, answer is that if you're not asked, don't go around giving people advice. That's my life lesson. And I think it's a very simple way to live. Because look, especially with a new generation of young people now, you give people advice before you realize they are dragging you. Like, you go and try and advise somebody small, no? Be like, look at Simo. He comes to advise me. Look at the shoe he's wearing. Look at...
Drag.
And now you're like, you don't respect. And this is the funniest thing that I find old people in Ghana do. My last born is even older than you. And so
what? What does that mean?
You're dead.
Good for you.
My last born. What, girl, you didn't even give birth to that last born. Like, give us a break.
Give it a second.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... What do you think? I don't know if there's much to argue with there, unfortunately. I'm searching hard for things to argue.
I think it depends on the advice. It depends on their circumstance. Drinking, for example, what if it's his first time? He doesn't know the consequence of what he's doing.
But I feel like that confirms what he's saying.
He does it
in a little bit.
Listen, so everybody who drinks alcohol or who knows about alcohol.
First time. Yeah.
Oh, Kofi, are you trying to tell me that if somebody's drinking alcohol for the first time, they don't know that alcohol has...
So maybe he's mixing drinks, taking Henny here, taking something else there, and you don't know the effect, so you've done it. That happens too.
No, but you see, that's where I would say let them do it and life will teach them.
Mm.
Because the best lesson is experience.
Not always, no. Mm-hmm. I mean...
It's nice to learn from other people's experience.
You can learn from other people.
But the kid, or not even to assume it's a kid, the person who's drinking for the first time...
Yeah.
Is doing it for a reason, right? So maybe they want to... I guess you don't know anybody's background or reasoning enough to go and be like, hey, not knowing you at all, I don't think you should do this thing, right?
Let me give you guys a little bit of explanation, right?
Mm. Okay.
This life lesson that I am seeing is also because, if you just want to live your life and live your life peacefully without any kind of thing, because you can go to a party, you see somebody mixing drinks, and you're like, is this your first time? You're like, yeah. You're like, you know you shouldn't mix drinks, right? And you're like... have I asked you a question?
Okay, but then I also
and
then
now you look stupid.
That takes away the kind of community care. Maybe people don't care about that, but that's something I care about.
We stop being community care.
Why? Because then it's like, oh, has anybody seen Kojo? Oh, no. And
he's lying on some floor somewhere.
In a mess somewhere, because everybody was thinking like this, like, not my monkey, not my circus. Let me leave them alone.
We will care about you if you have this a situation.
But why should there be a situation first? And I get there's probably a need for balance in a sense. Like, hey, girl, you good? I don't know if that's the best. Like, he's kind of trash, but okay. You've spoken a little bit. You've spoken up.
Unless I am asked, I'm not even... Like, if bystander bias. It's like, hey, this is my first time. Do you think I can mix this with this? I'd be like, you know, you probably shouldn't.
So unless you're asked, you're not gonna.
Yeah, offer. I'm not gonna walk up there and then like start giving advice willingly. Like we're going out, and then maybe like my sister is wearing a skirt. I'm like, hey, it's cold. Where we are going, there'll be lots of boys, so don't wear that.
Okay, let's think outside of the going out scene, right? Let's say something has made you sick before, and you see somebody wants to order it. Is it unsolicited advice to be like, I would watch for that pasta? Or even in that case, it's like, if you want the pasta, then you get the pasta.
I have a weak stomach. I feel like, and I know people who have strong stomachs. They can eat all the... So whatever has made me sick, I know it's because of my weak stomach. When I was like 7, my mother used to mix ORS with my cereal. Because that's how bad. Like right now, I can't even do dairy. So I'm not going to stop somebody from eating something because I know that's me. My stomach is weak.
Not stop, but caution. You're simply sharing your experience. It might help them, sharing it might experience. Not. Right?
Yeah. So I agree with that.
My small caveat to that is they must be my friend.
To what you said first.
Yes. You answer. If you're not my friend, it's not my business. Like if you're just an acquaintance. And, I use friend very seriously. Yeah, not someone that you say hello, hi to. No,
that's not your friend.
Because I actually believe that like experience is the best lesson.
I mean,
if you put it that way, then I agree.
So we see.
In this case, I'm giving you a 0.5.
Like, oh, no, this is it.
Listen, not even because I was given a 0.5. But
it's vindictive.
Because I think it can be helpful. But I'm 0.5 also because I'm standing on either side of
you. Do you go around giving people answers to that?
No. But I'm very observant.
So this is performative at best.
It's not.
I'm sorry.
I just think that there's caveats. There's some gray in this situation.
There's literally caveats to everything you say.
Okay, great. So I gave you 0.5. The rest is for the caveats.
Anyway, okay, sure.
But great lesson. Lovely.
So wait, who was next? Was Kofi right?
I have like so many life lessons. Let me see.
We Stay Real is more than just a slogan. It is a promise. At Fika Tea House, we use fresh ingredients from farm to straw boba, real fruit to house-made syrups, loose leaf tea, and real milk. No preservatives, no nasties. Just pure natural deliciousness in every sip. Besties, we are more than just amazing bubble tea. The Fika Tea House is a place to connect with friends, enjoy your finger-licking snacks, and a serene green space. So immerse yourself in the ultimate bubble tea experience. Open your favorite apps, ride-sharing, or menu finder delivery app, and enter Fika Tea House, F-I-K-A, Tea House, you can spell it, to get directions, order a ride, or have your new favorite bubble tea and snacks delivered straight to you. Fika Tea House, we stay real.
Choose one.
Every relationship is transactional.
Every relationship is transactional.
Yes.
Friendship, family, romantic.
Oh.
Why do you say that?
I think it's very straightforward because friendship, family, you're looking for something in that person and then you want it. You're looking for something as well and then they come to you for it and then you exchange those things and you continue your relationship. It's basically transactional.
So what do
it's
not necessarily financial.
I was going to ask.
Yeah,
you know what it is? The remote.
Come and fix my phone.
The remote.
Coffee, get me water. Yeah. That's the transaction.
Yeah, but you know, your parents want some kind of things from you. They want you to do A, B, and C, so it makes them happy. So it's not always about you necessarily. In the sense that, trust me, nobody's parents said, I want to have a child and then we'll raise this child to be A, B, and C. No, they wanted a child for their happiness. They got their child. Now, the things that they want you to do, they tell you to do A, B, and C in the end, is first of all, for their name in the society amongst their friends, it's for their happiness, it's for their everything in the long run. If you look at its details.
That's very debatable because you are taking away a whole group of people who were oops babies. Not every single one of us were planned. Like, let's be honest. Some of you, honestly, the honest truth, some of you, you were the result of a one-night stand that your father or your mother didn't plan to see each other again. And it's the honest truth. I know some of you are going to act like, oh my God, why? It's the truth. We've seen some of the relationship between some parents and how they treat each other and everything. Some of you were not planned. You didn't come out of love. It was of one too many BS.
So it makes my point.
But in that case, maybe the transaction is the parent or the person didn't want to be seen as a bad person by not having the child. Is that transactional? I don't know about that.
So no, we're not talking about having it, but the relationship between...
Now, once
there's always some give and take whatsoever in a relationship, whether it's friendship, whether it's romantic.
So no love is selfless.
Oh, no, it's not.
Only God's love. even that's conditional, but anyway,
it's also conditional. Damn. It is. You cannot be of the world.
Oh my goodness. So, I mean, maybe that kind of sets a few people free, because then if you're thinking about relationships transactionally, it doesn't mean you're a bad person.
No, at all. So it makes it very easy for you to understand the request and what happens in Accra. Because that is how relationships are.
Only in the world.
In Accra.
All over the world.
Wow, I feel like that's pretty straightforward. There's very straightforward. Ifs, buts, and yeah.
Fine.
No, it is.
It's actually it's
so I have two now.
Person. Yeah.
Oh, this is the person.
He has two. This is because of you. I could have had two too.
I'm still point five.
We're going to tear him apart by the last point. One.
Listen, okay. I want a full point. I don't want a 0.5. Okay.
All the best.
Okay.
Okay, all the best.
Communication is a lifelong journey. You never fully learn how to communicate. Oh. Period. I think you will constantly be learning how you need to speak to the people in your life. You're never an expert. You're never a pro.
I agree with you mostly because...
Yeah.
You know, like, there are certain people that, you know, when you first become, like, you are first acquainted with a person,
there's
anything that you don't want to talk about, just, you don't want, because you don't want it to look like you are complaining.
Mm.
So you'd be like, oh, it's not a big deal. But once it becomes apparent that this person is going to be in your life for a while, you want to start having those kind of conversations so that things will get better.
Yeah.
But even then, there are certain times when you still catch yourself because you feel like, let me not also go and complain about this. Let me not also go and talk about this one. Else to be like, all I do is try and... So I feel like it's true with communication. There's certain times that you feel cool to address something, to confront something. There's certain times where you're like,
I don't know about this. And then you also, the deeper your relationships get, the more you understand, even things like timing, like, I'm not going to bring this up until this other thing. Like simple nuances like that really matter. Even like
the vocabulary.
Yes. Because if I say this, the person is triggered and they're not listening anymore. And that is something you learn over time, right? Am I getting a 1.5 for this one? I don't know.
You're getting a 2.5 for me for this one. Because, I mean, this, like,
it's so hitting. Yeah.
This I agree 100%. Because as people are growing, they're changing. Yeah. So then how to communicate with them also changes.
And that's you as well.
Another thing. Yes, it's true. Because somebody that you met 5 years ago will be a completely different person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so you are always reinventing the way you communicate with the person.
Yeah. Exactly. How they've changed is how you need to also change in approaching them. And for you, as you change, how are you communicating that to other people and what you need? Because your needs are changing.
What do you think is the most difficult thing about communication?
Fear.
Fear of what?
Fear of being misunderstood. I think at the core of it is fear of being misunderstood or misunderstanding people or... Yeah, actually, I feel agree. Like that's a big root of it.
Fear of being misunderstood because... Yeah. I don't know whether it's the vocabulary, it's the tone. And also, I think when you're talking to somebody, they choose their own interpretation based on what they already think of your opinion on the situation.
Yes. Yeah. They're filtering it through his first point. Their perception of you is what they're hearing you as, right? And that can be a problem because you may misunderstand me entirely. So me bringing something to your attention... maybe this unsolicited advice, you're understanding it in the completely opposite way. Now you're upset and none of that was needed. And the tone, it's all of those things, right? That's why texting sometimes can be tough. You need to infuse tone.
What's the best way you find? Texting, voice call, or face-to-face? When you have to have a call conversation with people?
Face-to-face.
I prefer a face-to-face. It can be really scary. Okay, here's the thing. Start with a voice note. Okay. Express because you're kind of safer. You can bring it out. Your tone is included, etc. But if it needs to develop past that, face-to-face is really important.
Oh, I like the phone call. Yeah, face-to-face a lot.
Okay. Then I would say vocalize it. Okay, yeah. I guess voice note is kind of like a phone. The thing about phone calls is the uncertainty, the unpredictability.
What's unpredictable?
You could say anything and now I'm stuck. I don't have time to think about it before I respond. You know what I mean?
No, you have time. Unless you don't have credits, you have time.
I can just pause and...
Yeah, and you can actually... What is it? Are you not going to say anything? I'm thinking. Give me a second. Yeah.
Okay, maybe you're really good at phone calls. I feel like it's a skill I need to
I just feel...
So like, I don't know if you've seen those videos where it says you're talking to someone about something serious and then someone is selling like buffaloes on the side. Phone calls, you can easily be distracted. Easily. So you're having a serious conversation and then your mom is calling you to come and heat the stew. You get what I'm coming from? But face to face, you're in a controlled environment. It's just you and the person.
Who said you are in a controlled environment?
Most of the time, if it's a serious conversation, you're in a controlled environment.
I feel like, so when you start a phone call, you'd be like, hey, can you go somewhere private where we can talk uninterrupted?
Yeah. Nope, that's so terrifying. If somebody...
No, I can't. Then it ends there.
And it ends there. Okay, so then let me know when you can and call me back.
Okay, let me ask this. Are you confrontational? Are you good with confrontation? And not even like a combative way, but...
It depends. There's certain things it's easy for me to talk about and certain things that it's not. And once again, it's also about like, let's say, who it is, the frequency with which I've come to confront them about it. Because I don't want to come across like, oh, I'm always complaining about certain things. But if you're doing something and it's like, it's really not, it's going to affect the way we vibe.
Yeah.
And it's like the fifth time and it's a completely new thing that you do. And I have to
say, we gotta talk about this.
I feel like if I'm not going to confront something, then I really don't like hold you in high esteem like that. I don't take the relationship that serious.
That's interesting. It speaks to where you are in your relationship.
So it's just like, oh,
same actually. But as you were saying, I think there's always be a gap between your intentions and then what's understood.
That's
always
another life lesson.
So it's your,
is that your life lesson?
I mean, we can add it.
Yes.
What's for extra is, points.
Intention but doesn't always reflect the outcome.
Yeah, so it's your job to bridge that gap. That is fair. How you communicate to people, to make sure that you put them in one space from what you intend and what they understand. Because there may be biases, there may be influences on the person's side, perceptions.
Yeah.
But you have to bridge the gap in what you intended to say or to do or whatever to how they understand it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the interpretation is not your responsibility always, but that can lead into other things. Anywho, so do I get 1.5?
I give you 1 point.
Okay,
yes.
Fine. 1 point. Who's next? You're next. Third. No. Yes, we're going like this.
So yeah, back.
Wait, have you given 2 points? You haven't given 2 points.
I have. What was it? I have, and I got 2 points. No, about the relationships being transactional. Oh, yeah. So I have two.
Okay. And
she has
communication, and then what was my first one? That you guys gave me 0.5 for. Let me double check that.
Just because you can.
Yes, doesn't mean you should. Yeah.
Okay, so we've already gone this way.
Yeah,
okay.
So yours was unsolicited advice and then...
Okay, my last one is that soulmates don't exist.
Huh.
Soulmates don't exist. The idea of soulmates is once again a capitalist agenda.
It's so literally
that you can
Disney.
Monetize feelings and romance and all of that.
Mm.
Soulmates don't exist. I think you can meet somebody and at the point that you meet them, you guys fit.
Yeah.
But once again, people get married for years and 40 years later, they're like, I want a divorce. I no longer love my wife. I want to go off and do that. In the 40 years, that's my soulmate. We have 3 kids. We are this, we're that. Soulmates don't exist.
Or do they have expiry dates, right? Because your soul is growing and changing. So maybe, we were matching for the 40 years, but now I've leveled up a little bit.
Now when you meet your soulmate, you're like, hey, what's your best before date?
The time is running. Listen.
Oh my goodness.
I want to ask, is there a difference between a twin flame and a soulmate?
What is it? Or is it the same thing? I feel like I see that on the internet all the time.
Yeah, there was a show like that on Netflix, wasn't there?
I mean, I've heard about it, but then I can't explain it. So I want to know if it's the same or not.
No, but
how are we going to...
But
if you've heard about twin flame, you've never like...
So it's almost the same concept. Just two people who meet and then flame, spark, basically.
Oh, okay. But, well, then it's the same thing.
So
with
your point, I don't agree.
You don't agree that soulmates? No. He's lying.
Okay. I don't agree.
He just
this
doesn't
is
want
why.
To give me 2 points.
You can't get a third point. Explain.
So I think that there are people that could meet and they're best fit. But it's just because we see soulmates as it being automatic.
Mm.
The fact that you're a soulmate doesn't mean you don't put work or effort in it. So that is where the expiry date comes in. Because you've been together for 40 years. People grow, people change. I think you said that here already.
No, but
that
then
people
you're
are growing and people are changing.
Wait, are you saying that what I said about the fact that at a point your
there's an expiry.
There's an expiry is because the people inside are not putting in the
way. So I'm trying to explain why there's an expiry. So then they exist, but there's an expiry.
Oh, you said they don't exist.
She said expiry.
I added the expiry.
Yes. Just to explain the same point.
They don't.
I mean, okay, here's the thing. I believe in kindred spirits. There are people, listen. There are people you can meet and there's a certain comfortability. You feel like you've known them before and it's like you just click on certain things that doesn't feel normal. There's a very low level of effort. You're very compatible and that can be friends. It can be romantic. It can be partners for work as well. Yes.
Have you met a twin flame?
Something like that.
The language I don't know about the twin flame.
Maybe it's because I'm not messing up, right?
No, listen, think about your friendships as well. There's people who you
exactly. So that's not what he is seeing. We're talking about everything in general.
Have a soulmate who's your soulmate.
I was thinking about listen.
It's not only romantic.
Then my reframe is romantic.
So I think
soulmate.
If we have that's to edit fine. Or reframe in the 0.5.
It's not a 0.5.
Because people are just
because
tweaking
I was
their points.
About romantic relationships, I was talking about friendships.
Okay.
But you didn't say that.
No, but how many people we usually don't get people say, oh, my friend is my soulmate. Like that is not.
I feel like
they do, but it's not the norm. I was talking about romantic relationships.
Then in that case, I agree with your point.
I don't think so. Like,
unless we add the caveat that they
tell
can expire.
You, go out there, your soulmates exist. So then you start buying flowers and chocolate, and that is feeding the capitalist agenda. You start like going on trips and whatever, because that's my soulmate.
I mean, first of all, most of our existence today is part of the capitalist agenda. Yeah. But you don't say, I'm not going to go to work because, you know.
Oh, I'm not saying that people shouldn't go and find their.
Yeah, so if that's their motivation that, keeps them hopeful.
I just feel like there's a lot of people that are going around wondering when they're going to meet their soulmate.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing, huh?
Actually, it disqualifies people.
This is how I'm going to send it home for you guys.
Let's see.
Because you sell this idea of soulmates. Like you're saying, it's just a click. Mm. It works. Or we know each other. Or we like the same things. We do that. And so people are walking around looking for that.
Yeah.
And honey, that's not how it works.
So that's why I
think that's what I'm trying to say. That there's an instant connection, as she said. There's you feel like you've met before, but from there going, it's not automatic. It doesn't flow freely. There still is work.
You can,
but it's just easier.
With somebody and it will work. But when you guys met, it was not an instant connection.
Yeah,
that's the problem. So now everybody's walking around looking for an instant connection. Like you guys are magnets. You meet each other like. And if it's not working like that, you keep
throw it
bypassing
away.
People
yeah.
who have potential. But because when you met, there was no...
It wasn't clicking. So if you meet someone and it's not clicking, you move together and it clicks eventually. Are they your soulmates now?
No. Well, so then I guess that brings in the question of can your souls fuse over time? And can you develop into soulmates?
Because I think your soulmate is from the meeting point. But you can build your soulmates.
See,
listen, I'm building your soul the way I want it.
Not
to,
build
to
your
soulmate.
No. I feel like the whole thinking of soulmates is problematic.
I get where you're coming
from. People have romanticized the idea of a soulmate without putting in the work that it takes.
So I think what you're saying speaks for love in general.
Yeah,
so if it's love in general, I agree 100%. It's a pure marketing scheme. Love Island and all those things are pure marketing schemes. They tell you, they influence you on what to do to show you're in love and to think you're in love, but then it's not factual.
Also, nobody.
But it doesn't come down to soulmates. No, there are two different concepts. That's what I think.
Sidebar: nobody who goes on Love Island is looking for love.
No, but they're looking for deals.
Yeah,
they're looking for promotion.
But the people that watch
modeling.
It. Want their best couple to win. They want them to be most in love. They like to see those things.
Invested,
the whole idea.
Yeah,
so that's just the marketing bit of it. It's not for the people in the house. It's for the people watching.
Well, soulmates, it's not a thing, y'all.
No, I'm going to give him the point.
Because,
I was fine.
Because you have this idea. So even when somebody comes and they're not in that package that you're expecting, but you don't know what they can offer, you already dismiss the person.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that's happening now. That's why a lot of people are single.
Yeah, this loneliness epidemic could be winding down if we paid attention to things beyond this.
Yeah, give people
spark.
A chance and stop. Oh, I want to twin flame.
Okay, so I'm so curious that you believe in a slow burn, like you believe in giving people chances, opportunities to grow with you, and all.
I think that you cannot make. Like, if you don't give people a chance or you don't get to know somebody, it's not enough to be like, oh, you know, because let me tell you something, people have bad days. You can meet somebody and on that
day,
they are saying all the wrong things and whatever. I'm not saying that like...
That's so true.
I don't know, but you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, don't
you
diminish people to their first impression.
You are not on your best, whatever.
It's true.
And then somebody who just, can you imagine, like, let's say you haven't had a haircut.
Yeah.
You went to do something in the market, your car broke down.
I told you I wanted to get a haircut before coming, but go on.
Yeah, you actually, and then like, you enter some shop to just buy water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're smelling because your armpits, you don't have deodorant in the morning, you look unkempt, you have been walking, so your slippers are dirty.
Mad dusty.
And then you walk into a convenience store, you meet somebody, right?
Max Mart.
It's really nice. And then you're like, oh, you just want to talk to the person.
Oh.
And the person's like, And this smelling boy.
Listen, child, I don't have change today. I don't have change.
And then based on that, they said that's not my twin flame. But yeah. If maybe they had spoken to you, they'll find that you both like Frank Ocean.
Come on.
You know, you both grew up in, you know, I believe, like,
we both love Insecure. Yeah. But,
you know, I think people can have like multiple twin flames. Forget their parent bit, but because you're coming,
you be multiple
so you're coming from the point where it's like one person for you. So you met them and then maybe you didn't give them a chance and A, B, and C.
Yeah.
But you can meet someone else and feel the connection is and still have a chance. No, I do not.
Oh, really?
No, I do not.
But what you're saying? Monogamy. What you're, yeah,
no,
what you're saying?
It's not.
If you believe in multiple flames,
but
then
not at
you,
the same time. Or
so I think we said that it could be friendship. It could be romantic. It could be
not
anything.
Not a twin flame, though. I'm talking about kindred spirits. I don't know about the twin flame.
That's a different thing, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so you agree, yes.
Unfortunately, yes.
I mean, I agree.
All right, 2.5.
You know, like, we'd try.
Yeah.
Who's next? Really
you next, let me see.
2.5.
I think this is very straightforward, too. So avoid saying, it could never be me, because life will test you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, no, it's a cheat.
I mean, okay, you said you had many. Read another one, because that one is obviously yes.
I think we asked for three.
Can you imagine? This is very, I feel like after you found out that it was competitive, you have like, all the controversial
things. As we were speaking, things were coming to me.
Wow. This one is like, there's nothing to even say.
Sure.
But I mean, it's
one
fact.
Point for you.
It's true. Okay, Henrika.
I'm searching my brain to say something back.
It's like,
it could always be you, but you know how people pray? Also, you pray because
manifest.
You're hoping to, you're directing your energy towards whatever it is you believe in that is supposed to keep some certain things from happening to you.
It could never be me.
Okay, I don't know if that's how you pray. Maybe that one, I don't know. But
no, I mean, I'm trying to say that, like, you're trying to say if you kind of like manifest or you like put positive energy towards it, then it won't happen.
Yeah, no, I was trying, but you know what?
So I feel like life will not be fair if you're not tried in the same circumstance you're trying to judge someone in, or else it won't be fair. So when you say it could never be me in this situation, trust me, eventually.
Why must
I be
tried in the same circumstance that I'm judging somebody in for life to be okay?
It might not always happen. I don't think it works like that. Like,
so maybe it doesn't happen like 100% of the time, but most of the time, like, from our lives, some things that we saw that we said it couldn't be us, some way, somehow, you'd be put in the same situation and then you experience it so many times.
Okay, like when?
So many personal stories and stuff. But
we agree.
Yeah.
But I just think sometimes when people say it could never be me, it's not because like you are necessarily judging, but what happens is so ridiculous that you're like for example, let's say the guy that was the manager of the bank or whatever, right?
Mm.
That had the whole issue with the national service person.
Yeah.
I remember like, a lot of people were saying, if it was me, I wouldn't have done this. Mm-hmm. What was me? Because it was so ridiculous for them to hear. But it's not necessarily like judging from a...
But Joseph, if you put them in the same scenario, it might be them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So honestly,
and I feel like, okay.
We believe you. We believe you.
Yeah, Henrika. Let's do yours because we actually ran out of time.
Okay. Then let me make it a quick one. Okay. You don't rise to the level of your goals. You fall to the level of your systems.
Oh God, this is so traumatic.
Your face. Tell the story. What happened?
No, because this is what we are living in right now.
This is exactly
you
what
think
happening.
That people want to be working jobs where they cannot make ends meet.
Nope.
Like right now, people be having conversations saying, at least you are, it's fine. At least.
We like
no,
at least, that, at least.
That's not what you want.
No.
You don't want to, you fall to the level of your system.
Your systems. And if your systems are great, then that means you're like failing forward.
But what are your systems?
Are you talking about, what systems?
Systems, okay. If you look at it from, let's say like a habit tracking type of thing.
Okay.
If you have very lofty goals, I'm trying to save this much by the end of the year, et cetera. What system do you have in place to get that to happen? Or even I'm on a diet, right? I'm trying to eat a particular set of, I'm trying to get certain nutrients, et cetera. Mm-hmm. What system do you have in place to get that together? Mm-hmm. So you'll always fall to the system you have. If you never cook, you never meal prep, but there's a wache place and a fast food restaurant next door and you always go and get stuff from there, that's your system. So you'll always fail to the level of that system.
Okay.
And I think it applies probably across the board in your relationships, in the country, in all of the things. We could have goals.
Basically, if you don't put in the work, you will not see the results.
Essentially, you're the sum of the things you actually do. So if your system is flawed, you get flawed results.
Wow. This, so 2.5.
Yeah, okay, are we tied? So how did he end up winning?
No, because Kofi cheated.
Yours were simple.
That last one.
Like they were very straightforward.
They were good.
Okay. We're not going to debate it, but what are the other ones?
What else did you have?
Because I know you avoided the controversial ones.
Give us controversy. Let me see.
I have feelings are not facts.
Oh, okay. That was going to be one of mine, so it's fair.
Feelings are how you feel about an issue does not defy the facts of the issue. It happens, and even coming down to relationships, right? Men and women feel different things depending on different times of the month and hormones and whatever. How you're feeling at that moment may not be what it is. So usually it's best to identify the facts because they are never the same.
But I would add that it doesn't mean you ignore the feeling.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't ignore them, but then it's not always fact.
Yeah. I believe that.
Why are you going through mine alone?
We want to, yeah, want to think
out. Let me see.
Just read them out. You don't have to explain them.
Yeah.
No, I think I've said some already, so I want to skip through. Could never be me.
I had transactional. A few more, you know?
I think I had one that was similar. Basically, everyone is using you or you're using them.
That's the transactional.
So it's the same thing.
Well, I only wrote 3. People have so many. I can't see.
Listen, that's many about most things, right? About
I'm seeing like 22. Mad.
You wrote 20.
Please be very proud of madness. Me that I really was able to cut. I take these things seriously. I have a long list.
I mean, I
can give you another one. You are not.
Okay, you say the last one and then we'll start. We'll wrap up.
Okay, before we wrap up, let's see. Art makes the world go round. Art is medicine. Hello?
That's debatable.
You don't think so?
I think it's okay.
The definition of art is all encompassing. So music, film, architecture,
actually,
writing.
Music does make the world go round.
Thank you. Yep.
So it's not money.
I think I need to get my 0.5. Somebody designed the money, right? And money makes the world go round. That's art. It's not just a sheet of paper.
But then the artistic point of money is the value of it. It's not the design of the money.
Well, music also makes you feel great. It takes you through a lot of things.
Thank you.
I feel you. Okay.
See, we probably need a part two.
We have to.
Anyway, guys, that's our episode. Any famous last words? Do you want the people to find you? If so, then you have to share your social media. Kofi doesn't share anything on social media.
I have Snapchat. So.
Is your audience kind?
You want to share your Snapchat on this show?
Are you sure?
It's a lie. Wow. You know that when you meet someone and they're like, oh, what's your Snapchat?
Yeah.
Everybody automatically assumes that they want to have sex with you.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Because Snapchat is like for nudes and stuff.
Very transactional.
No, my friends are not like that.
Super transactional.
Which friends? Only Gen Z people use Snapchat to communicate like it's WhatsApp.
Like proper.
Yeah.
People like to do streaks just for the sake of it. Just sending a foot every
That's
day.
That's like homework. Homework. Grown up homework.
It's like Duolingo.
So you really want, do you want to share your Snapchat? Every day.
No.
I was just
messing. You want peace of mind?
I just want peace.
No problem. Do you want to share anything?
Just my name. I guess if you're kind and you want to leave nice comments and support what we're doing, then yeah, my name is where you can find me on all platforms.
Henrika. Yes.
Henrika Amwafo.
Okay, guys. Well, anyway, thank you for listening to the episode. These are our life lessons. I think I have some last words because you didn't ask me.
Oh, actually.
Sorry. No.
Just about the Snapchat.
So coming back to tennis, we'll be doing a thing for mainly women.
Circling back. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we're trying to have like a basic, like a team, myself and my team.
Are you a trainer?
No, I'm not a trainer, but then we want to make it more affordable to people. So we're trying to bridge the gap between, lower level earners to do sports and get them out of the office because it's quite expensive if you're paying on your own. Mm-hmm. So we're putting people through to trainers that are affordable and want to have like tennis clinics. Right now we have like 60 women who signed up. Wow. We put a list out and there were only like 3 men.
What is an affordable trainer charging?
Yeah.
60 cities. Okay,
per,
so there's 60.
What?
Per what?
Hold on. So with the 60, he's charging 30 for himself and 30 for the use of the court.
Is it okay, per session? Per session. CCC is per session. Okay.
If you compare prices, I think so, yes. If you compare prices in general,
he's lying.
It's much lower.
He's lying. Okay, so where
yeah, which courts?
So we're looking at Labrady Hotel, but then we put things together.
Can the coach
We have the relationship, so.
Oh, okay. The coaches don't move around.
So I know like a bunch of coaches, so then we'll put them together.
Okay.
Hey, why you have a court?
I mean, listen, some of us live around like Spintex, etc. Coming to Labadi, okay. The 60 cities for the lesson is hello.
Okay. Yeah.
So
okay.
If your coaches can travel,
then
that
you only
would be
have
great.
To pay them 30 Ghana cities.
No,
but then that's,
we can still keep the 60, but it's a court closer to me.
But you asked for the affordable prices, not necessarily for what we're going to be charging, but then that'll come out later.
Anyway. Oh, you're
going to
charge more than 60.
that'll come out later anyway.
Anyway, guys. Cool. So that's it. That's our episode. I hope you picked something. I know some of you gave me a 3. You know, haters, 2.5.
Anyway, I got a 3 as well. Hey, thanks,
what
guys.
What are your life lessons that you... I know. What are your life lessons that you live by, that you swear by? Leave them in the comments on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. No, TikTok, people, you like to fight, so it's fine.
Like to
and Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Joseph Inti. We'll be back to do the shout outs. We're back, guys. Yes, debates, noise, shit, tensions. They were hitting. They didn't want to give me my 3 points, but it is what it is. I want to hear from you guys now. Listen, what are your life lessons? What are the things that you think that people should live by? Drop it in the comments everywhere that you see this, okay? Share the episode and let people know it's still important for us to talk about Galamsey because it's happening. They're dropping the charges. They free the people. That's great, but they're expecting you to calm down. Don't calm down, okay? Don't. Recently, you know, some people did the whole Galamsey water to protest and show people what our water is going to look like. The CID went and said, hey, FDA is not approved. That thing clearly says this is not to be consumed. Like, the way we major in the minors is interesting, but just keep the spirit of this thing alive. Galamsey is a thing that's threatening our water bodies and our livelihood and our health.
But it feels so far away. Trouble come and trouble go away. Yeah. Bring my chalice right when I dey pray. Come heal my pain so I can live another day. Yeah. I'm speaking to your body and your soul. Speaking to existence, let it go. Even when your faith is down below, hold it up high, my breath that never ever fall. Yeah. Don't lose your head, I must say nobody can. Wake up and go do your best, leave no regrets. Just for the count to your bless. No, could you never forget? No, could deny. No, say I never go lie. Story go change you for life. Alhamdulillah, I'm not gonna see, say we die. We get together for life.
All right, guys. So listen, the Q Music segment is back. Of course, as you know it. We promised them, you know, we are delivering on a platter. You know what I mean? And what's even interesting about this one is how I discovered him, okay? Kwame sent me a video and then I listened to the music and I saw the, you know, I'm a very visual person, right? So I saw the visuals and I was like, oh, I see what he's trying to give. Very Dadi Lumba, Abin Waha, you know, the belt was up to his like ribcage. But never mind, I don't know. Accents, no. Just the scratches. But you know, like, me who video, no? What's that I see it? And I'm say, ah, wait a lumba cry. I really like him, Ifeely. Oh yes. And I went on Twitter. And you know, look, these days, what you see, they are sending blue mark accounts that's almost posted at the end, they are hate it. I pay kit. All the blue check mark accounts we were why almost posting you maybe. And yeah, trendy news is on top of the charts, girl. Everybody's talking about it. You know, even if we hate, like, it's the matter of the day that we're talking about, like, at least majority of Ghanaians. So, anyway, yeah, one of those accounts posted, I was like, oh, okay.
great recognition. I want to get noted. They're going to do it. You know what I mean? Kwame and I. But yeah, we found RC, who gave us Knees and Bend, which is off of his new EP that's out. And so we talked to him in Q Music. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Q Music.
Forgive me, Lord, for I'm about to sin. Amen.
That kitty kitty, oh. See how your body fine, pretty pretty. The way you do me ting a ling a ling, you make my head do me witty witty, witty witty. When you give me energy, yeah. When you do dance, give me melody, yeah. African girl with the melody, yeah. Baby, come close, you're my remedy, yeah. You give me energy, yeah. When you do dance, give me melody, yeah. African girl with the melody, yeah.
My name is RC. What people say receives, and that's not it. It's RC. RNC, simple.
RNC?
Yes.
What does it stand RC. For?
From high school, I got from high school, we had like a clique that we had RC in front of everyone's name. So they used to call me Spemmy.
Sorry?
Spemmy.
Spemmy?
Yes.
Why?
Spemmy. Let's keep it short. So it was RC Spemmy. And then, yeah, when I was going, I'm like, Charlie, this Spemmy there.
You can't carry it.
Yeah, so I kept the RC alone.
Interesting. You describe yourself as a musical force on a mission to ignite the spirits of the ghetto youth with a vision to redefine sexiness and push boundaries. What does that mean?
As you can see.
What can I see?
Sexiness.
Oh. Hey, RC. What can I see?
You can't see it.
Wait, so wait. Why is that like your mission? Like you want to redefine sexiness?
So like my mission is, yeah, I'm a Kumasi guy. I'm from Kumasi.
Okay.
Yeah, so sexiness to me comes in so many ways. Not like how people get it. But sexiness is like finding beauty mm-hmm. in everything that you do.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So my mission is to put beauty in everything that I do. And where I come from in a different perspective.
Cool.
Yeah.
I see. Who are your top three musical inspirations?
My top three will be Akon,
mm-hmm.
Daddy Lumba,
uh-huh.
and I'll say Joseph Hill, Culture.
All right, cool. Okay, so your EP, How Did We Get Here? What does this project mean for your artistry? You know, you're someone that's like, you're venturing into the music scene. I think this yeah. your first EP?
It is my first.
Yeah. So what the sounds, the decisions that you to put this project out, the music on it, what does it represent for your artistry?
I think the first thing that came to mind was to put my versatility mm-hmm. in a project. Like describe how versatile I am
okay.
in when it comes to sounds on a project. That was the first thought. And the second thought was the first song on the EP inspired the title of the EP. The first one, which is Blessing, mm-hmm. that was like what I was going through at that moment in life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, feeling down, but still had that sense of appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that came up. That's how I came up with that song. So it was like the head of the EP. And the rest was to just be versatile on different sounds, combination of high life and Afro beats mm-hmm. to create a fusion.
Mm, I see.
Yeah.
So then the head is Blessing and the tail is Knees and Bend.
Knees and Bend.
I know Apia is the producer.
Yes.
When I look at the video, it's very much Aben Waha, Daddy Lumba coded. Yeah. But yeah. sonically, which one? What are you trying to deliver?
Okay. So the EP talks about Blessing, talks about love, and talks about celebration of life.
Mm.
So let's say that's that last song. Is the celebration of life part. Celebration of life.
On your like, knees.
Yes. Okay. Celebration of life. After being blessed, after uh-huh. going through love, then you celebrate life. Okay. So I say Madhwa, see your pentem. So I'm celebrating life with Madhwa at that particular moment you have. So the inspiration was just to celebrate life, create something that let me celebrate. But the video actually wasn't... I didn't aim at doing something like that in Lumba. I was just trying to create a nostalgic
okay.
video of some iconic scenes from a certain song in Ghana. And then I got that idea. But it looked like people loved it. So I had to rock with
it. Yeah, but the certain song, that's Abin Waha.
Yeah, it's Abin Waha, yeah.
All right, RC, can you, you're going to have to, you know, do the knees and bend for us.
Yeah.
Just sing it for us. And let the people know what you're capable of doing live.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
So flash, you've been looking like 16. I see me enjoy our big dreams. A person who if I'm taking. She don't want to get her heart broken. Flavor, she get it from within. Put an ice bomb in bikini. Same hard dream from beginning. Yen century and ain't like Houdini. Friday at the end, same hard wants to see up and tell. So I pull in the four wheels on them. Shout out tonight and link your friends. Mm-hmm. Don't waste my time, don't cross my lane, fine chain. In a drop top, I grade confirm. And we go do things on knees and bend. Mm-hmm.
Hey! That's the thing. We will go do things on knees and bend. But you are saying it is a celebration of life.
Yeah, you celebrate through knees and bends.
This was the ghetto youth.
You understand?
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
Up and them, so I pull in the four wheels on them. Shout out to nice and link your friends. Mm-hmm. Don't waste my time, don't cross my lane, find chain. In the drop top, I great confirm. We go do this on knees and bend. Mm-hmm. She got all I need. Big dreams, a person who if I'm taking, she don't wanna get a heart broken. Play what she got it from within. Put a nice bomb in bikini. Say my dream from beginning. Yes, century and it like Houdini. Friday and yes, I'm at you as we'll see up and them. So I pull in the four wheels on them. Shout out to nice and link your friends. Mm-hmm. Don't waste my time, don't cross my lane, front chain. In the drop top, I great confirm. We go do this on knees and bend. Fight at the same time, I just see your bend.
All right, guys, it's time for us to do the shout outs. This week, I want to shout out Shewu. I met you, Shewu, and he actually had to type out his name because he was saying this. I'm like, I don't know how to spell this thing. W-H-D, I can't. But, you know, he did it. And so, Shewu, shout out to you. Shout out to you, Mercy from Zenith Bank. She saw me. She was like, oh my God, is it you? You know, my 9-to-5, when people see me, they really can't tell it's me because I look a bit serious. But anyway, Mercy, you saw me. Mercy from Zenith Bank. Shout out to you. Queenly from Sip and with Q. Shout out to you, baby. I think you say you want to start a podcast, girl. We had a little brief chat. Do what you need to do. Also, Daniel from Moving Pig. Shout out to you, my dear. Shout out to you. I went to Moving Pig to visit my friend. He was like, oh my God, a big fan. I started listening to you a year ago. And yeah, shout out to you. And I also met Ruth and Flora last night at Kempinski. We were at an event. And you guys, I could tell the girls were wine drunk. Because they were debating coming to talk to me in the corner. And I was just waiting. I was like, how long are these girls going to take? But they finally came over. Because you know, liquid courage is a thing. And shout out to you, Ruth. And Flora, you guys are lovely, lovely meeting you. Thank you so much. And also, so we've come to the end of the podcast. I love you for listening. Newcomers, what do you think so far? Listen, if you love it, rate us. Rate us on the app, on the podcast app. Leave a message, rate us. If you have anything nice to say, just assist. Don't even bother because we don't want any of your bad belly things over there. You know what I mean? But thank you guys for listening. I also want to talk about, oh my God, I wanted to talk about, guys, listen, we started a new show. I started a new show called Tabled. It's on my YouTube, Josephine T YouTube. It's Tabled. It's going to be four different people every episode talking about a completely new topic. The first episode is out. It's wedding culture. And thanks to GCR and my good friend Kwame, who's also my producer, Table is now a podcast that I host. Okay, so we're going to table a conversation and then we're going to take the audio from there and I'm going to share my opinion on the topic and in the conversation, and it's a podcast now. Episode 1 is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just search for Tabled. We're there. Go and listen, okay, and rate it as well so that it also come up. Okay, since Elia Cry is number 1, let's be number 2. There's nothing wrong. We're not greedy. We are in Beyonce's world. She can have so many perfumes and ask us to always give money. We can do the same. Thank you so much, guys. We're not even taking money from you guys. Am I lying? Check out the Tabled podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I love you guys for listening. I want to give a quick shout out to the GCR Network, number 1 podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. My co-creator, producer, extraordinaire, and friend, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. My name is Josephine T. Check for us because you know it's always a good time on Sincerely Accra. I'm glad you made it to the end. Catch you. Holla.
No mama chuma in me do. Oh bomb and come out the dam one me do. Become and give me sugar. You could me crown you on your mind. Would have me feeling super. You could me crown him on your mind. For life, for life. Baby me and you for life. If you die, I die. Baby me and you for life. For life, for life. Be me and you for life. If you die, I die. Be me and you for you, for you, for you. Be I'll be there for you. Be I'll be there for you. For you, for you, for you. Be my be there for you. Be my be there for you. Be my be there for you. My wife is a party. Nobody can judge me. And we outside for the money. I go fight war for the body. The way she do me like magic. I can't deny she's a party. Na girl ni swag I say kati. We do rendezvous for love. Usi me soa na mami chuma ye me do. Oba me komo dada mana me do. Baby come and give me sugar. You could be crying on your mind. But don't make me feel super. You could be crying on your mind. For life, me and you for life. If you die, I die. Me and you for life. For life, for life. Me and you for life. If you die, I die. Me and you for you, for you, for you. Baby, I'll be there for you.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.